Welcome back to the Jerusalem Report. I'm Milana Rachel Daniel. Those of us long in the health freedom world have understood the implications of the ongoing catastrophe that is this injection program. It's one we've been warning of for decades with actual vaccines and the knowledge of the well-established plans for Healthy Adults 2020, where the future of healthcare was always intended to be regular adult vaccinations. We've witnessed the sweeping redefinition of what is a vaccine, from Webster's Dictionary to the CDC website, to jam the square peg of synthetic mRNA into the round hole of live and attenuated viruses. With the brutal rollout of the most dangerous injection ever administered to mankind, we observe the great bait and switch from traditional vaccines to a jab of mRNA for the dis-ease they generate. Just like the COVID case counter at the bottom of every webpage, we will never cease to bear witness to the gravity of physical, emotional, and spiritual devastation from this shot. Please, watch the expert vaccine mandate panel held by Senator Ron Johnson and the gutting testimony from all walks of society. Particularly poignant were the words of Dr. Breanne Dressen, herself a physician injured from the jab. And one cannot say it better than her.
The heads of the NIH, FDA, and CDC have known firsthand about my case and thousands of others. These direct reports began as early as last December. I, along with several injured physicians, continued to reach out to the FDA through emails, phone calls. We did video conferences with Peter Marks and Janet Woodcock, constant emails with Janet Woodcock and myself directly. We have literally asked and we have begged repeatedly for them to acknowledge these reactions. They declined. They know about their lack, they know that their lack of acknowledgement has created insurmountable barrier to our ability to receive medical care from doctors who rely on these agencies for information. They know about the issues with the clinical trials. They know about the deaths. They know about the lack of follow-up on VAERS. They know about the injuries to children. They know about Maddie. I have discussed Maddie with them. They know about the mandates imposed on the injured. They know about the suicides as the results of months-long suffering. They know about the aggressive censorship. They know about the media censorship. They know about the scientific censorship. They know all of it. And they have for months.
And in continuation of that denial and subsequent ruination, this Wednesday in Israel, 73 out of 75 unidentified experts whose identities and affiliations have been intentionally kept secret, as were the entirety of their closed-door deliberations, recommended to inject 5 to 11-year-old children who run zero risk of mortality from the infection they're being injected against. While solidifying plans to forever live in state of emergency and requisite governmental control, Israel was the first in the world to conduct a national pandemic drill to prepare for the possible outbreak of, you know it, a new deadlier COVID strain. And still, I say again, to focus solely on these injectables is distraction. There's a real-life monster that seeks to swallow the whole of civilization and spit out a world of surveillance and servitude. There are many factions that seek to move this controlled demolition forward, and there are components among them that come from within Israel. We seek to bring them to light, to flush this evil from the midst of the essential integrity of this land and its people. Unfolding the why Israel first for the jab and these innovations will be a topic we continue to explore and expand on. No individual holds the patent on absolute truth. Each of those speaking out contributes to the best of his and her ability, their learned perspective, one that may be mixed together with the imperfections of the presenter. No place do we witness this more than on the topic of Israel. There are those who recognize the gravity of threat of which we allude, yet continue to fall prey to the fundamentally divisive narratives that have divided and conquered us for far too long already. And so we must learn and unlearn and learn better again. If you're doing it right, This will be the case for the entirety of one's time here on Earth. Where there's capacity for light, there is a capacity for dark. That's the setup. Today we'll sit with Shai Dhanon to pop the cork on a conversation that will take time and much ground shaking for each one of us to piece together.
Welcome, Shai Dhanon. After much technical ado, I thank you so much for your time. It's great to be sitting with you. I think already long overdue. Shai, you're an activist, but that doesn't even begin to touch the surface of the work that you have invested over the years. So I want you to go ahead and first introduce yourself and take it away.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Ilana. Thanks for the opportunity to be here with you and for hopefully the audience who will watch it will enjoy some information we're going to put through. Yes, you said I'm an activist. Well, not by choice, to be honest. I'm 50 years old. And in 2008, I discovered that I've been lied to all my life. So I started to dig. I started to learn and to go through the internet and various websites. And I interviewed over the last 13 years, I interviewed hundreds of people from all over the world. That means professionals, doctors, scientists, researchers, free thinkers, activists, and so on. I've discovered many amazing things about who I am, where I come from, and what should I do in this life. And through the last 13 years, I've learned about chemistry, biology, physics. I've learned about the world, God. I learned about the other side, who we see and feel much more now. That means the role of vaccines in general. I'm not talking about the corona injections because they are not vaccines by definition, but about vaccines, about, well, let me put it this way in a very short way. There is no safe and effective vaccine. There was never one like that and never intended to be. They have a different role altogether, specifically given a childhood. I've learned about fluoridation, I've learned about 5G radiation, I've learned about the sun and grounding and non-natives, electromagnetic fields. I've learned about so many weapons, soft kill weapons that we are being used against. And it's time for us to stand up and say enough is enough. You know, from day one, again, of this corona's bullshit, I said they're after Jews and they're after children. And okay, the Jews, maybe some people will not agree with me on that, which is fine. But you cannot disagree on the children thing, because they know the future is the children. They are hijacking, or they want to hijack our future. And we need to stand here in the present, as I said before, paying respect to the past and protecting our future, which is our children. By the corona, they passed so many laws, fake laws, immoral laws that actually put us, everyone, I mean, everyone who is under a government who is obeying these Satanists, we are obliged with new laws to give up our rights and our right on our body and our air and blood and what have you. And we cannot afford to lose. We cannot afford to wait for someone else to do the job for us. We are not there anymore. It's about each and every one of us and the choice he or she make.
Never has free choice, never has what that gift is of free choice, has it been clear when they began to take it away from us. I mean, there's people, other parts of the world, I think particularly, I've said this before, you know, women of color in other parts of the world, I think have understood what it means to not have that free choice, to have their sort of determination already, decided by someone else.
We've been fooled and led into a court which we don't know the rules in this court. So we are being played by rules we don't know. You know, late Bill Cooper, great researcher, used to say, if you're in a war and you don't know who you're fighting against, you better don't go even into the battlefield. I mean, so, and we are in a war and we just discover, maybe for the first time, the majority of us discovering, well, the majority of those who wake up discover now that we are in a war for many, many years. And we didn't even know that we are in a war. We didn't know the weapons being used against us. And now we need to realize in a very short period of time, A, we are in a war. B, there's so many new weird weapons being thrown at us, things that are actually normal, like food, water, air, weaponized against us. And it's been going on for so long, all right, and without our knowledge. And now we need to learn not just about these things, but we need to learn about the language and the...
You know, just like I saw something, an article today, that a brothel in Austria was offering a free half-hour session for getting the jab. You know, we all laughed. It's so extreme, but we saw the pizza and the donuts, and that's literally showing us this is all they have to offer.
Yes.
These empty, broken, you know, unsatisfactory
soulless,
things.
Soulless, yes.
This
yes.
is all they've got to give us. And it never has it been clear. Never has it been clear. This is it. And actually, you know, I think that in your website, or at least one of them, is raising the frequency. And I think that literally encompasses exactly what we're supposed to be doing. Yes, let's point out the bad. Yes, let's fight the bad guys, but let's start talking and making the world that we want. Let's mm-hmm. live in the light right now. Let's raise the frequency. Let's have these conversations. They matter. Because like you said, the herd immunity that's going to tip this, we don't know. It's 10%, it's 15%, who knows? You know, but this mass awakening, this is it. This is what the whole point is.
You know, we fell asleep. We chose to fall asleep, all right? Yeah. And now waking up, we need to realize, and it's a really, it's a big right and also an obligation to realize that we are on God's army. And you said we can really see clearly now what either you do this or that, either you're on this side or the other side.
When you are connected, it's all about being a conduit. That's yes. what the point of being, what my perception, at least in part, is of the Jewish people. It's not about being a conduit that's separate. We are a conduit for the sake of the world. And there is mm-hmm. nothing, and I think that's exactly why they attack our instincts. It's exactly to separate us from that will, from that consciousness, from my instincts, from my food, my medicine. Am I a man? Am I a woman? From sacred union of man and wife, parent and child. You know, they've taken apart so, it's a systematic, like you said, decades, centuries of separating us from that, exactly, from that power, from realizing the power that one person has. We know very well, you can't call this a vaccine. We know that this is not a vaccine, but everybody understands here that the use of that is to, you know, that lizard brain, that knee jerk, safe and effective kind of thing that's been drilled into our brain. So I think you're 100% right to focus on taking the words back. And I think people have started to do that, understanding everybody's very careful to not call this a vaccine. It's an injection, it's a shot. It's the, you know, like Dr. Zelenko, it's the poison death jab. You know what I mean? Like, okay,
sure,
you know, not shot. It's true. It's important. It's very important to take back the language. You know, it's like you can't unknow. Once you start, like you said, it's a little crack. You can't unknow this. But it's a huge investment. You have to really be willing to go to some real painful places to break apart and rebuild. And I guess there's some people who that's too much of a, it's too high a cost. They've invested too much. It's too fearful. You know, whatever their reasons are, but you have to, I mean, this is it's a little earthquake and they don't stop. I think the whole, you know, from the onset of COVID narrative, which is what I call it, you mm-hmm. know, it's literally just been earthquake after earthquake. You know, you come from the world of battling 5G and fluoride and all these other things. And I come from the, you know, the health freedom, they call it today, the vaccine safety, which was the rabbit hole that, you know, has kept on giving for as long as I've been around here. And, you know, we're not new to these ideas of corruption, but that's exactly why this battle this time encompasses everyone, because everybody is needed. It has sunk in everywhere. So everyone has a stage and a place to pick up, you know? And one more thing I want to say, the idea of war, it's crucial. This is actually one of the main reasons that I wanted us to speak today, is because even in the world of health freedom, we're all watching the absolute horror show, train wreck of this injection program. Mm-hmm. And I always say I will bear witness to that always, but that is still yet a distraction from the massive monster that's coming yes. for us. And it's crucial that all of us vaccine safety people, that we all understand, like you said, you define who and what is the enemy, because it's more than this clot shot, death jab.
You can make it very simple. Once you are connected to God and to morality, you know what to choose. You know what is right. No one can scare you. You know, there's a saying in Hebrew, "Mi she'ma'amin lo mefached." Those who believe, they have no fear, which is exactly what I mean. Once you believe in God, it doesn't matter if they kill you. It just doesn't matter. You do what's right. And what's right is to oppose it, to say, I do not consent, to teach others the truth about what is going on really in the world. Again, it didn't start yesterday or in January 2020. And once you do that, once you understand what's going on, you can actually resonate it with your fellow men and women. And that's what you're here to do. I mean, let God take care of everything afterwards. But once you do the right choice according to your conscience, yes, that's it. You are there. You are on the right path. And sometimes you don't need even to speak much or to do much, just to be in the right frequency within you. That's it. You have to become a believer again because you are on the wrong path. Sorry. God is one. He is the creator of everything. And he made us to an extent a bit different, but he made us in such a way that we can all connect to him or her or it directly with our conscience. Prayers and singing, this is where we take our power from. Not from being on a computer or on a screen all day, but from singing, from praying, from being in nature. This is what gives us power. This communion, you know, being with one another and sharing the same things. This gives us power. This gives us belongings, connection, context. And once you understand, or once you see, or you realize he's doing something bad, or she's doing something bad, or they as a group, or they as a government, or then you need to oppose it. This is tyranny.
Yeah, I think that you said it all. Honestly, we're choosing now how to live. I think that's absolutely encompasses all of this, all of the hardship, all of the challenge, all of the war, all of the willful choice. Is choosing how to live, because really it's, you know, at, like we say, they pushed us in the corner and they've clarified things like we have right now. And that's what we've got. And making the most of it has never been a more worthy challenge.
I mean, this is really special time because we can see through the lies, through the veil. We can actually see how they've been lying to us for so long. So long. It's almost,
yes.
You know what? It's almost unbelievable. Yes. One cannot comprehend that this is why the majority of people cannot grasp the magnitude of the lie, because it's too much to comprehend. Almost. Once there is a crack in the dam and water starts to spill, once there's a crack in the dam and light starts to penetrate, everything falls. The dam falls apart, and then it's so clear that you've been lied to all your life. And I think this is great time in history. You know, David Icke told me that in Chinese, the word for crisis or danger is the same word for opportunity. And we are in great danger, in a great crisis, but this is a great opportunity, yeah, to step forward and claim our sovereignty like we never did even before. Anyone may come up with, why not to speak up? Why not to stand up and speak truth? This is irrelevant now. This belongs to the past. We are now in a new time that each and every one of us, men, women, teenagers, you know, elderly, once you are awake and you know you've been lied to regarding the corona, regarding so many things, yeah, it doesn't matter which angle you come to the truth from, you are obliged to speak up, because it's not a day-to-day thingy. This is like you said, to emphasize what you said, this is a great opportunity that we never had before, and we need to take it with both hands and pray and do good.
This idea, the fact that we're always coming into points of conflict, you know, like you said, between on the personal and on the public, is the very fact that it's inevitable, and it's for a reason. It's, yes, in order to refine, to learn. Why are you here on this green earth? You know, it's to do better. It's to get better, think bigger, be broader. That's the entire point. And I think that's what's the opportunity that we have now. And what you said about public, I think, is really on point, because also, like Vera Shirov, you know, talks about like the evils of public health. You know, yes, one doctor can he can do bad, but he can do bad to how many people? 10, 30, 100, God forbid. You know, but when you call it public health, you can, with a signing of a bill, destroy generations. And so I think that's really important. And I think it goes back to what you're talking about taking back the narrative, taking back our words. And I think that this is the beginning in doing that. I think that it's exactly, I mean, you only have to look at the actions that somebody like Bill Gates, who is a figurehead, you know, but he's an excellent example. He's anti-life. Everything that he tries to do with his, you know, empire of wealth is anti-life from its most essential source. And I think that it's exactly the taking, you know, you talked about obligation and I couldn't agree more. You know, there's definitely a moment to mourn what's been lost, but I think that it's incredible gratitude that to be fighting on this side. Yes. And that gratitude, yes, it comes with the obligation, you know, and that exactly the very point of this is that there is no more an illusion of safety. You know, nobody wants to be here. You don't want to be here like this. And we all want to just get on with our lives. Like you say, you want to have you want to have a beer at the pub. You want to have a nice vacation. You want to frolic in the sunshine. None of us want this. That's how we got here, because most of the world doesn't want this. And we handed over our autonomy and we were like, well, we trust you. Oh, yeah. Look, it's shiny, you know, like, and then we got lost. Okay. So this is the taking back of that obligation, the work and the going through this is literally the repairing of the decades of slumber. And I think that it's an incredible privilege. And like you said, you know, it's coming back to the source again and again and understanding I'm a warrior of God and I have to check in and redefine what that means every single day, but that it's a privilege to be here. The things that I've been thrown into were the things that I was least interested in, politics and technology, okay? But Allison really brought it to me when I remember her speaking and she was talking about some sort of nanotechnology, nanorobotics that they were able to put onto rose bushes to survey people. And Nafala Simon, so the coin dropped and I understood, it's not only humanity they're after every single component of organic life. And that is the wake up call that I understood. Okay, this, we all got to start talking about this. We have to understand that the places to hide, that, like you said, right now, there's still life. There's still green trees. There's still mountains to climb and beautiful people to connect with. And that's still there. So let's grow that.
It's more than that. In a way, they call it, also Alison mentioned it, obviously, augmented reality, which is to put another layer on top of God's creation, to put their own layer on it, all right? And this is where the graphene oxide comes into play. That's the nanotech, all right? And they create another layer of information. So spraying it on trees, soil, on us, water, food, plants, animals, wherever. And this, they call it like the new plastic, right? But it's much worse than plastic in a way, because it's also synthetic biology. It can communicate, it can suck energy from living systems, and it can connect to one another and create this actually grid that we don't see. We don't see it with our naked eye, but still it can track us. It can communicate with graphene oxide that may penetrate some bodies, whether it's due to chemtrails, whether it's due to obviously the injections. So this augmented reality is in order to take, look, it's really, in a way, it's clever what they do, but it's soulless, all right? So now they convinced us with high tech. This is progress. This is the future. Please teach your children, even if they are 4 years old, teach them programming, because this is the future. And they will make it's not about doctors and lawyers anymore. It's about high tech. You make so much money. And we've been brainwashed into this world for, 30, 40 years now, maybe even more. But let's say just that. So creating this augmented reality where each and every one of us has an avatar there, and we would like the avatar to succeed in this world. And in order for the avatar to succeed in this new reality, we need to change our behavior. We are the men, the sons and daughters of God. We need to change our behavior in order to succeed in the virtual reality or the virtual matrix they would like to create for us. And it's all based on a lie. They want us to have the context and the connection to screens, to computers, to AI, to nanotechnology, synthetic biology, and all this crap they are inventing for us. And slowly, they are pushing us there.
So, okay, we are witnessing the controlled demolition of society, of the middle class, of all of the values that I think even that they have been constructed, there was still I think, aspects of truth in at least some of them. So mm-hmm. we're witnessing the destruction, and we see it all. Everybody has a part to play, but Israel's part is very obvious. It's very blatant. And let's talk about it. Let's talk about where does the, you know, New World Order, when it comes together with Israel.
Right. I think it's quite clear to say, and it's true to say, that the eyes of many people around the world are onto Israel. They would like to see what Israel is doing for various reasons. Some look at Israel to see what Israel is doing because they know soon it will come to their country, to their state. Some are looking into what Israel is doing or the people of Israel are doing because they know that some prophecies should be fulfilled. So they want to see what's the timeline in that regard. Some look at Israel because they know that in Israel, they've been told, in Israel, there's an experiment going on. There's a lab. Israel is a great rat. It's a small rat, but in terms of laboratories and experiments of, I should say, sorry for that, on thick, very thick people, sharp as they may be, happens to be sharp and thick. So people are looking onto Israel to see what's going on with Israel in terms of the experiment of the injections. And obviously, they're not vaccines, as you said. Some look onto Israel in regards of the high tech, because there's no Silicon Valley anymore. Israel is the Silicon Valley, and it was always intended to be the Silicon Valley. So in terms of surveillance, 5G, high tech, control grid, and many other aspects of this, many people look onto Israel in regard to that. On top of that, we know that the plan of the globalist or Satanist or whatever the name is, they would like to establish the temple, but they would like it to be to worship Satan, to worship darkness, to worship bad stuff, evil. But like many times in the past, Israel is the scapegoat, because what happens now, most people of the world do not know how to differentiate between Zionism and Judaism. They think that Jewish people are bad because Jewish people is Rothschild. Now, this is like this is a conclusion, a really silly conclusion, because Rothschild is German. He's not Jewish. All right. He changed his name. But anyway, Rothschild is not Jewish. The leading families or the royal families who run the world events, all right, not God's world, but humanity world events, they are not Jews. They are Germans, they are Swiss. And these people, the last thing they want is to be Jewish or to believe in the God, the big G God. They believe in the small G God, all right? And they want to turn things over. And in order to do so, they blame the Jews. And they throw this anti-Semitism noise for many, many years now, in order for people of the world to blame the Jews as a scapegoat and not to see them, the royal families, in what they do. Meanwhile, what they do is hijacking our life. The majority, I should say, of the people of Israel are like me and you, Ilana. They are naive, good-hearted people, good intentions. We want to, like all the people of the world, the good people, we want to bring up our children, we want to have food, we want to have, you know, good wine, good grapes, good bread, simple things that makes us happy. And all of this God provided. But we've been led into this addiction path. Doesn't matter if it's addiction to junk food or addiction to monosodium glutamate or addiction to radiation or addiction to LED lights, addiction to power, to money, to whatever. We were led on this path of addiction, and we've been fooled by going that path. Now, Israel is a leading force in high tech, and now in, I should say, cooperating with pharma in such a way that they already started to build two factories for injections, not vaccines, injections here in Israel, collaborating with high tech companies. Most of the software being sold to the world now, to various countries, in order to look after their citizens so they won't get sick or what have you. The majority, if not all, of these softwares were developed in Israel against terrorists. But now it's the people of the world who are the terrorists. So we need to use these tools, these softwares, in order to track, trace, and maybe eliminate some of these new terrorists, because they carry this very, very nasty and dangerous virus, right? So-called. So we see that it's upside down. The people of Israel still, because again, they are naive and again, I should say thick, they don't want to see, it's like they want to see only the half full glass. They don't want to see that some units of the army and the Talpiot program and like 8200, etc., they actually those who run these things forward, that first we are talking about the Holocaust against the people of Israel again. And then it's against the people of the world. But why they want to take first the people of Israel down? Because we carry the big G, God, with us, the monotheistic belief. We carry it, and then Christianity, and then Islam, all right? I ignore for a second, and sorry for doing so, I ignore for a second the Far East, all right? And Hinduism, Buddhism, and Shinto, and etc. And looking what happens, I see that the corona is mostly in the white people developed countries, all right? Like the Five Eyes, the Nine Eyes. This is who they want to bring down first. And the leading power, the leading spiritual power, is the people of Israel. So first, it's what I said from day one, Ilana, you know, all this QAnon nonsense and the Trump followers, they've been saying Israel is being kept for till the end. Israel is the last. And I'm like, no. You missed the point. Israel is the first one they want to take down, because once they take down Israel, everyone else will follow. And we see it happening even with the injections, with this green whatever monster passport or whatever, you know. In the Second World War, it was before the war, the Nazis introduced the Gesundheit passport, which, what is Gesundheit? It's health, all right? Hatschi, Gesundheit, la Briut. This is health. And the Nazis introduced Gesundheit passport as a part of the Nazi control system. Now it's the same shit. And people refuse to see. And they say, no, don't compare, because here it's a virus. There were Nazis. I'm like, hello, it's the same families running the show behind the scenes. One time they call it Nazism, one time they call it communism, now they will call it soon communitarianism. It doesn't matter which words they're using, it's all just throwing in our face. Meanwhile, what they are building is a control system like Nazi Germany, but much more advanced, based in our genetics. They want to fight God, these bastards. They want to fight God, they want to fight God's creation. Basically, what is happening now is genetic manipulation with the mRNA technology. It's genetic experimentation and mixing up species. Now, they won't steal. Why they take all this genetic material from people? Why they do this? And why they, you know, it's all going to a Chinese BGI company who is in charge of and took over, for example, in Israel, there's a company who does all the medical stuff in schools. So Natalie. It was bought. What?
Natalie
was bought by BGI, the Chinese company, who is in charge of all the genetic information collected from around the world. And obviously, what's his name? Billy the Gates, is a part of this scam as well. Probably also Fauci, but I'm not sure. Anyway, so all this mixing up genetics, it's to create the perfect control grid on individuals. They've been running these tests for so long. And if you know, I mean, obviously, you know, Alison McDowell, she's great. And she's been putting out how the economical monopoly of these royal families, how this economical monopoly is taking over capitalism. They are still in the game, but they changed the game. They changed the rules of the game in their eyes. They don't care about the rules. They just want the game to continue. And Alison, in a very, very clever, humble way, she just show whoever wants to see and to listen how they are doing it, how they combine the social impact new economic with the fact that we need the help of the state in order to eat, to drink, to climb our way in the social structure, you know, like they do in China. But again, they were doing all these tests in various places. Look at Estonia and see, since 2008, they're a digital nation. They've been doing tests all over the world, in Estonia, in the, what's his name? The Isle of, forgotten Rhode name.
Rhode Island?
Rhode Island, yes, thank you. With the health office of Israel, doing experiments there and doing tests, obviously, with the social credit in China and the 5G, and there's so much of it.
You know, those, you and I who sit here in Israel and, you know, we're front lines of the front lines. And, you know, we know that there's nowhere else to run. And I have to come back to that, as hard as it is, because I've said before that it's, you know, that we could walk out of the movie. We could fly to Florida, you know what I mean? And literally not be doing any of this. But we understand that this is, it's for us, it's for the world. And we're digging in. We're not giving up. We're not allowing the narrative to be taken from us any longer. And it is right now. It is literally right now that the window is closing and people are waking up, but it's a trickle. It needs to be a little bit more of a deluge. And I actually do think that we're getting there. I feel an optimism at times that I haven't before, but I also do mourn the loss of my country. I've invested my life and family here, and there is a great loss, you know. But it's, you know, broken is okay, because you can fix broken, you can build a different, you know. So it's okay to be in a place of breaking, as long as you're, like we said earlier, you know, that you have the hope for tomorrow. And
you need to understand that in its 75, 76, 7, 8 years of existence of Israel, the people of Israel have suffered psychological operations, brainwash. Now, the majority of people do not know it. The majority of the people of Israel do not know it because of so many sidetracks and distractions by the media, by politics, by wars, by what have you. Majority of the people in Israel are not aware of that. When you try and tell them, they think you are crazy. But actually, this is what they want. They want us to fight with each other so they will steal our money, steal our life, steal our children, steal our genetics, steal our blood. And God knows what they will do with it. I mean, we know, but I don't want to mention it. So my request, my humble request, is realize that none of us would like to fight. No one, no Arabs, no Christians, no one. We are just people like you. Like Ilana said so nicely, I just want to drink my wine, my beer, eat my grapes. Really simple life, right? None of us would like to control someone else or another nation or other people. None of us would like to have more than what you have. We are still men and women of this earth, of this plane. And my humble request is that you remember that and you see through the lies of this royal bastards and don't fall into their trap, because it's really time to see through it and say, hang on, I do not want to suffer, I don't want them to suffer, do no harm, take this as a light that you follow, and love thy neighbor, take this as a light you follow, all right? And remember that these are good things and we are here to do good.
Thank you, Shay.
You're welcome.
Our choice matters profoundly, or we would never have been created with the ability to make the wrong ones. We have within our grasp tremendous yet untapped power of mind and action. Why else would they turn the world on its head to suppress and harness it? But when we join together, we are a force like none other on earth. When we connect our guidance to God, we plug into truth greater than the holder. We could end this, you know. We could stop using our spy device phones, start using cash. We could bring up children guided by mother and father and shared in the wisdom of grandparents, aunties and uncles and sister friends. We could value the infinite power of women, of birth, of the precious earth and God in our midst. We could disconnect from their cloud, root into this earth, and find ourselves home again, quicker than this all came to be. Look at this monster square in the face and see it for its finite illusion. If we can name it, we can fight it. See you next week.